right here at Ag Night in the Twin Cities, and in conjunction with the Republican National Convention. With me is Bob Moffitt, who is with the Clean Air Choice team, and you're based here in Minnesota, right?
We are. We're based in St. Paul, Minnesota, part of the American Lung Association of the Upper Midwest.
And, you know, Bob, I know that you guys are doing a lot to help promote E85 and other clean air choices. So tell me, why are you here at Ag Night?
Well, we just want to make a presence with the ag community to let them know how important biofuels, cleaner burning biofuels, are for the community, and how what an enormous difference it's made for Minnesota. Minnesota is kind of the focus of the world right now with the RNC, and we want to try to make biofuels a big focus. That's why we're doing an event tomorrow.
Right. Tell us about that. You've got an E85 event, don't you?
We do have an E85 event. It's at Egan at a Holiday Station there, and we're going to be taking $1 off the usual price, which is about 75 cents cheaper than regular environment, at the Egan Holiday Station. It's going to be from 11 to 1 tomorrow. We expect long lines. These have really been tremendous events.
Yeah, and I know you've done quite a few of these. And now, where does Minnesota stand at this point as far as ethanol production is concerned?
In terms of ethanol production, I believe we're the third of the nation. In terms of 85 stations, we're number one in North America. More than 350 stations, and probably another 25 coming on before the end of this season.
And I think you probably, your organization has probably had quite a bit to do with that.
Absolutely. In fact, we administer the state grant program that helps offset the cost of installing an E85 or a biodiesel pump in Minnesota. And we're setting up the same programs in Iowa, North Dakota, all across the upper Midwest.
Now, how are we going as far as the blender pump issue to get, like, you know, 20% or 30% blends? Are you pushing that at all in Minnesota?
Well, it's really up to the EPA to make a final decision.
Yeah.
They are the arbitrators of what is a legal fuel. And until they really decide what is the role of the blender pump in this country, we're really not sure where that's going to happen. Certainly in terms of it's another option. It's a way to get E85 out there. It's a way to get ethanol out there. And, you know, certainly that's something we support.
And I know that actually that the flex fuel vehicles are the official vehicles of the convention, are they not?
That is correct. GM has become the official vehicle provider for the RNC, and they have about 200 flex fuel vehicles that VIPs are driving around. We're going to get a special notice out to them for our event tomorrow.
And I think that there are also, like, cards in there to help educate them about ethanol?
Absolutely. We have cards in there that lets them know all about E85 and where they can purchase it in the local area.
Where do you think that, what do you think would you be the takeaway message that you would like to have people who are policymakers and delegates here regarding ethanol and regarding the ability of our country to be able to produce our own fuel?
I would say don't let the perfect get in the way of the good. E85 is not a perfect fuel, but it is much better than gasoline. It is a step toward energy independence. It's a step toward American-made fuels, and I see no reason why we shouldn't go further.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Bob Moffitt, here at Ag Night in the Twin Cities. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.